think so. Everybody, welcome to Man Room Radio. This is episode 2.82. I'm your host, Levi. With me, my co-host, Gio.
Water is the most refreshing when it's drank at room temperature.
And with me, another co-host, a man who only drinks cold water, Ryan.
That was centerfold by the J. Giles Band.
Have you guys seen Captain Marvel?
I have not gone to the theaters and seen a Marvel movie since. Guardians of Galaxy 2. Is the last.
And before that, it'd been a while too, though.
Before that, it was Guardians of Galaxy 1.
And you only went for. So you're going to go for 3?
Yes.
You will?
Maybe.
Even with the new director?
No. I don't care about the director, but I just. And I'm just like thinking to myself, like, how much I hate going to the movies.
Even after you went for Guardians 2, you were like, I'm out.
No, I enjoyed it, but again, I was like, I can watch this at home at some time, maybe, if I feel like it.
Hey, if you're a new listener to the show, thanks for joining us today.
Is that all? You're not going to ask him to get on board?
I don't remember how that goes, man. It's been a while.
You never did remember. It's not like it's something...
is your first time on the show, grab a seat. It might be warm. That means someone just left, but we're ready for you.
Welcome aboard.
All aboard.
What is it? See, remember earlier I say you're in a different mood today? This is the mood you're in. You don't have the fire. The fire is gone.
Okay, millennial lingo, I need help.
Oh,
what?
Oh, I got a new
millennial corner jingle.
I don't know the millennial corner.
Okay,
you want me to play?
No,
here,
put it on the. Just like low, yeah.
Yeah,
millennial corner jingle.
Millennial corner. What's that?
Okay.
So we all know lit, like, if someone's like, it's lit in here, right?
Uh-huh. Means that really good, right?
Means really good, like, energy's positive, like, upbeat, it's good, right? Mm-hmm. So I used it, like, one of the first times I actually used it and, like, meant it and, like...
Oh, this is so lit!
So we were at this game, this the new AAF, it's like a minor league football. Uh-huh. So I was on the phone, and then I came back into the stadium. And when I came back, the crowd was, like, all on their feet. Everyone was cheering. It was way louder. So I was with Iceman Jack, and we were there. And I said, dude, it's way more lit in here. And he goes, yeah. And I was like, he knew what I meant. So it was the first time I was like, I've used it. The other person knew, and it wasn't weird.
Okay.
Anyways, I heard a new term, and I don't know what it means.
Okay.
I don't know how to use it. I know the general idea of it.
Our resident millennial doesn't know.
No, so we're reaching out into the man room verse.
I can get back to you because I have two millennial experts at my work.
Throw it out there. Let's just throw this out. And you know what? If someone wants to tweet at us, at Man Room Radio, or because Facebook is down, I'll tell you about that next. Okay.
What?
So the word is yeet.
That's Y-E-E-T?
Yes.
I feel like it's an older word.
Like if someone's like, yeet. I know it was
Isn't
like
that
a...
like, yeah.
Is it?
So it sounds like.
It sounds kind of like that.
Yeet.
Yeah, I don't know when to use it. If it means...
Oh, I don't know when to use it.
It means like, yay, then I don't... Like, when someone does something cool, you're like, yeet.
Or is it like when you're super excited and the answer is yes?
You want to go get food?
Go yeet.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I don't know.
Or are both of those right? Somewhere, someone's going to listen to this in like 10 years and be like, those idiots know what yeet, man.
President Yeet's going
to make us up. Okay.
So listeners, let us know what yeet means.
Yeah, use it in a sentence and tell us what it means.
Tweet it.
We'd love,
Instagram it.
All of it. So what is that Instagram?
At Man Room Radio.
Okay, and tweet at us at Man Room Radio. Or email is fine too. Facebook.com/Man Room Radio. So we can leave the millennial corner now.
Okay. Well, I can tell you the new one I've learned from my millennial experts at work, which we've already established, like, they give me a new millennial word or saying to teach me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like the old guy at work now. So the new one is this, if something's like cool or really good, it's like, this is fire.
Yeah. Straight like, fire.
This phone is fire, man.
Yeah.
It's so fire, it's lit.
Yeah, exactly.
Fire's a good one.
I'll go to them and ask them about yeet.
Yeah.
What their thoughts are. See if I can learn to use it properly, because there's another thing I'll do at work is try to learn to use this stuff properly.
I heard one recently, too.
Can I hear you? Okay, go ahead.
It's called... I said something to... I was talking to my buddy in the break room at work, and this younger girl was, like, also on break in the corner, and she wasn't part of the conversation, but when I finished saying what I was saying, I was like, oh, hey, this guy's an idiot. The girl in the corner was like, oh, yeah, we bin you.
We bin you?
We bin you.
Bing or bin
you? I don't know. It's what I... It was W-I-B-I-N-G-U? We bin you?
I don't understand that one.
Yeah, we grilled her for like 45 minutes to figure out what she was trying to say, and we still are unclear.
Okay.
She tried to explain it. She's like, it's like, we knew that already.
Oh.
But we bin you. Like, we have been you?
We've
been knowing that?
I don't know.
I still don't get it. Okay. Listeners, can you clues in on any of this, please? All right,
we need to leave the Millennial Corner.
Okay. Now
we need to get into the Tech Corner.
Oh, Tech.
Okay, all right.
Let me get some Tech.
Take it away, man.
I'm sorry, I'm hijacking the show.
Yeah, whoa. Dude, I'm fine with that.
Today, I don't know if you guys noticed, and when you guys are listening to this, it's already passed. Facebook and Instagram were down today. They went down.
Okay.
So people couldn't log in who weren't already logged in. People couldn't post new posts, and people couldn't post videos, which you don't think is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Apparently, at my office, it was a big deal. People were freaking out, you know, because a lot of Gen Xers and baby boomers are starting to use Facebook for their business, and they're like, but they don't really fully understand it, so they think they're messing it up, not that something could be wrong with it. So they were, like, running around asking everyone for help. So this new thing was going around where Facebook was down and announced that it was down via Twitter.
But Twitter was down?
Instagram was down. So everyone, the meme for the day was Facebook users, when they find out they have to use Twitter, and it was like people running out of bushes or like a guy escorting a kid out of like a jail cell for the first time. And so anyways, that's the Tech Corner, and that's it. I just want to tell you about it.
On my way to work, I saw a grown-ass man in the middle of March, carrying one of those little orange Halloween buckets you get from McDonald's.
What?
Was he homeless?
No, definitely not homeless. Don't know where he was going. Don't know what was in that bucket. But it made me think.
Okay. All right, I guess we get to Levi's content now.
No, that was one. Like, oh, literally that sentence.
That's so weird, man. So, I mean, you see some weird stuff out in the world.
So, I have another question about your significant others.
Okay.
So,
should this one be called "Is My Wife Weird Or"?
Yeah, is my wife weird or? So
Ryan,
this is.
You need to get songs for all these bits.
Okay, I'll work on it. Yeah. Maybe if I knew what the content was beforehand.
By the way, we invented all these bits right now.
Yeah, and try not to get a song that's too sad.
Yeah.
And that
last week's special song was not special.
All right, Levi, I'm sorry we keep interrupting your content.
My wife goes, would you rather stay home and clean it? She's like, we need to clean the house today and somebody needs to take Jace to practice. Would you rather stay home and clean the house or take Jace to practice?
Take Jace to practice.
Actually, I chose clean the house.
Oh, really?
Because as soon as you're done cleaning the house, then you can do whatever you want here,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Come on. Actually, I honestly don't remember why, but that's what I was...
My problem with that would be, what if you have different standards of what clean is? So someone, like...
Well, we do. My wife and I do.
Yeah, they've known each other for a little while.
So was it like, you knew what you had to do, essentially?
No. I had a choice. She gave me this choice. Okay. I'm like, okay, I would like to stay home and clean the house. And I think what it was is I didn't want to take him to practice. Because it was like new, I didn't know where to go. Which, by the way, fast forward, I end up taking him to practice, but like, got lost, couldn't find it. Like, it was a nightmare, and I was really mad. So it's like, would you rather clean the house or take Jason to practice? I go, I'll clean the house. She goes, well, I was thinking you could take Jason to practice. And I go, stop. Like, why did you give me an option? Well, I was hoping you would pick Jace practice. And I'm like, just tell me the one you want me to do. You do, like, you make the decision. I don't have to make the decision here. I'll do whichever one you want, but like, yeah. Don't give me an option and then redact my option.
Bliss will do that sometimes. She'll give me like a choice between A and B, and like I should choose B, but she wants me to have the feeling of making that my decision instead of her decision.
I just realized that this has happened to me.
Yes.
And I've been hoodwinked this whole time.
Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, he's probably going to choose this. So if I give him the options.
I've gotten that, and then I'll pick the thing I'm not supposed to. And she's like, really? You don't want a bowl? I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. I do want to do that. And then I got hoodwinked.
Okay.
I didn't know this happened.
Yes. Yeah. And it's about, I think with my wife, it's about she doesn't want to be the bad guy.
Like telling you, go do this?
No. It was like with my kids. Like, we didn't have enough, they were going to do this road trip this summer, but then we talked about it, and we didn't have enough money, and it didn't make any sense, and so my daughter, what we were going to do was, because my daughter has this dance competition thing that she was going to do, and then, but if we do the dance competition, like, quote unquote, then we can't go on the road trip, right? And so, but really why we can't go on the road trip is we don't have enough money. So my wife, instead of telling her we're not going on the road trip, says, which would you prefer? Because we can only do one. You can either do your dance competition, which would be really fun, and you know, kind of sells it. She goes, or we can go on the road trip. My daughter's like, I'd rather go on the road trip. And she's like, the thing is, and she starts talking her way out of it. And later I'm like, what are you doing? Like, just tell her we can't go on the road trip. Like, you can make that decision, yeah. Right? Like, you can just tell her. It's like, oh, then she'll be sad. Like, yeah, I know, but like, we're not going on the road trip, so you just need to tell her that, and then tell her why, and that's the end of this discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that kind of makes sense. I mean, you don't like to not be the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the way you do it?
No, it doesn't make
sense. No.
If that's your objective.
If that's the objective. Right.
You're saying that makes sense to do it that way.
Yeah, right? Like, it's a communication or, like, a technique, right? Like, just like if someone's wrong, and you know they're wrong, and you know you're right, instead of being like in this realm of communication, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying like it's a similar thing. If someone's wrong and you know you're right, it's not like no, you're wrong. It's this. It's
how do we think about it? Like
you ask a question about that. Like oh really? We did have grapes for lunch. I could have or where did we put the bananas then? You know, and then they're like oh we did have the bananas. The grapes are still in the fridge. You know what I mean? Like it's supposed to be a question so that you don't belittle them. Look, I'm just saying in the realm of like communication techniques, that is where that question to not be the bad guy thing is at, and it makes sense. But I don't think it's right.
The problem is that like obviously you had the bananas, right? Like
you had the bananas.
Right, you didn't have the grapes.
No, yeah. But this person's like, no, dude, we had grapes.
But don't you, like, come on.
I've used the silliest example, okay? Yeah,
but if you don't want to be the bad guy, you're not going to say, no, bro, you're wrong.
We had the grapes.
Well, what about the bananas?
Yeah. Isn't it obvious you had the bananas,
though? No. Like, if your friend doesn't ever remember anything you talk about.
Or any episodes that they're on.
This is a terrible example because we're just mean to you.
You know you're on a podcast.
Did you not realize that was you?
What are you talking about? I would never have grapes for lunch.
Okay, anyways.
It's gotten to the point at home where I've just told Bliss, I'm like, hey, just tell me or ask me what you want me to do. Don't give me choices because I'll choose the one you don't want.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, okay. And the next time she's like, hey, do you think you could do this at some point? She's like, yeah.
I always choose grapes over bananas.
Can we not?
If I'm being honest.
No one asks you to be.
Okay. All right, well, if I don't have to be honest, then I choose the banana.
Could you be conniving a little bit?
Oh, that hurts me deep.
I don't get it.
It's an inside joke between Ryan and I.
Just like Rib Ryan. No. Look at that. Did you guys see that? Oh my god, I wish someone could have seen that. As soon as I saw that, both of you guys looked at each other like...
Because you're an idiot.
No, you both looked at each other like, oh yeah, that's right. We still got this guy. I'm fucking Rib Ryan.
No. That was when we looked at each other like, can't believe he still Ryan. Doesn't believe.
You're still not a believer.
No, I'm decade a, long.
I'm in, but I'm weary.
Weary?
I'm weary. The way you guys just looked at each other when I said that.
Like, what an idiot.
No, you looked at each other like, he's on to us.
Honestly, I didn't listen to the sentence you said.
You just heard Rip Ryan.
Rip Ryan. That's so funny. Dude,
look, I'm
Scottish in. Bomber.
Sure.
Okay, texted me. He listened to the episode where you first brought up Rip Ryan, and he texted me. He's like, dude, I totally forgot that we used to call you Rip.
Ribby.
Old Ribby Dibby Ryan. Nobody ever called me Ribby Dibby Ryan. He's even messaged me a couple times on like PSN.
Yeah.
Hey, Rib, you playing?
No.
Ever since the if episode, you show me came back up, I'll find it.
An
I'll find
old
it.
PSN message.
I'll find it.
Saying, hey, Rib, you playing?
I will find it.
I will drop it.
Okay, I'll find it.
You won't, though.
No.
So speaking of PlayStation.
Yeah. Anthem? Yeah.
Didn't touch that.
Yeah. It looks terrible. And I watched a ton of... So my only thing is I don't watch any of the mainstream reviews, you know, or any of the bigger streams.
What do you watch?
There's like smaller gamer reviews, and you find a guy or two that you kind of trust, and they do generally a consistent review, and they go over the same things. But you want to go over those because they're not making any money off this review.
Right, like, they're not being bought by the game.
No, and like the guy straight up was like, I'll probably get thumbs down. I won't be allowed to monetize this video, but... hopefully that's why you guys like me. And he just starts the video and it has like a ton of thumbs down. And he just is like, dude, this is terrible. Like, games shouldn't be made to be patched on day one. Like, that's ridiculous to buy a game for $60, get it, and it's not complete. Mm-hmm. You have to wait for the download of the patch. So he was saying, like, the demo, all Bungie, is it Bungie or who makes it?
I think it's Bungie.
No.
Who makes Anthem?
It's, what is EA?
Activision?
Right?
EA, yes. And all they said was like, this will be fixed. This isn't the full game. It'll be fixed on the next demo. Next demo comes out. Still a ton of bugs. This is unfinished. It'll be finished by day one. He goes, dude, the game comes out in a week. Like, and guess what a demo's for? Is to know whether or not I want to buy the game.
Yeah.
If I don't want to buy the game based off of the demo, then the demo's failed its purpose. And why would I pay more money for a demo of a game I didn't like? So, anyways, I got terrible reviews, and that was the guy's reviewer opinion that I heard.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a couple of those, and they were very similar, so it was like...
Yeah. I did play the demo for about an hour,
mm-hmm.
and after about an hour, I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to go play Fortnite now.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't super excited to be playing Anthem, but just, if everybody else got it, I'd have been like, hey, I'm excited to play with my friends. Like,
yeah.
I think they've done the same formula from what I've read and what I've watched, is that... It's so easy to play it. It's like you just go and you shoot things and you kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You go, shoot things, kill them, get items. You go, shoot, and it's too easy. There's nothing like challenging you. There's nothing...
Or deeper.
Yeah, it's like you look at Destiny, and at the end game there's puzzles that you have to figure out with groups, and it gets really hard, and it requires like good teamwork and tactics and trust, right? And it sounds like Anthem is just...
pretty superficial.
And a lot of the things they promised weren't there, like the little center, one of the stations or whatever, where in the dev video they showed people to like live footage. It was like people like just walking around this town or whatever. And in the real game, it was just empty and yep. very dead and not.
Well, and that's the new format for these big blockbuster games. I've probably done this rant on the show before, is they spend a ton of money on marketing.
Yeah.
And over market, and the live demo that they show you at like whatever
E3,
yeah, it's all just a video that's been put together. Yeah, it's not the actual gameplay, right? But they make it look enough like it is, and they say it's actual gameplay. But then when the game comes out, it can't support that type of like graphics or whatever, and then they like downgrade the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. It's just frustrating, especially when you play a game like I hate to use this example again because we've talked about it so much, but. When you play a game like Fortnite, where it's just like they're working hard on it every time. It's free, and I've gotten more value and playability out of that game than I have for a lot of games I paid full price for.
Totally.
So it's like, it. Why don't people copy that model, you know?
Well, they are.
Yeah, it's starting to come around.
I mean, you look at Apex Legends.
MTGA.
Yeah, tons of games. The free model is the new model. Like, because they're learning, like, you make it free, but good, like, people still pay.
If the game itself is good and the rest of the stuff is, like, cosmetic...
But in like MTGO and like Hearthstone, it's not.
Mm.
Like you're paying for cards.
Yeah.
People will pay.
Yeah. I mean, I paid for cards on MTGA.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't even play paper anymore because it's like I have that digital one. So.
Right.
That's another topic though.
Yeah, I've given them like $5.
Yeah. The starter kit or whatever.
Yeah, for a free game.
Yeah.
Anyways, man. That was a follow up on our conversation about Anthem in the previous game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah. I think it's safe to say we're not doing Anthem.
No. Yet. So like, what are we waiting for now?
The last two games we waited for were pretty busts.
I'm looking for that ultimate multiplayer game for us.
I thought it would be Red Dead Online. I catastrophically mispredicted that.
The online was a disappointment. Yeah,
the regular game was great.
Yeah, it was a great game, but online was just...
So yeah, man, that was crazy.
So listeners, if you can think of a game on the PS4 that's coming up, that's like going to be a good multiplayer game that we can all play together.
I'm going to play Stardew Valley.
What?
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
You inherit a farm. It got a 10 out of 10.
Okay, well...
And you inherit a farm, and it's kind of like Minecraft-y a little bit.
Okay.
And you just farm, and you can do like pretty much everything. You fish, you can go in like mines and get stuff. You can go into town and like meet people. It's pretty crazy.
Can I fight dragons?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Do you get mods for your guns?
You can't. I don't know if there's guns. Mm. I think it's like swords. But it's...
do you get mods for your swords?
Do you fight things?
The graphics are kind of like Terraria. Yeah.
Okay, I'm back in.
And multiplayer is coming out soon for PS4. Right now it's not available. It's only Switch and PC available multiplayer.
The game come out yet?
Yeah, it's been out for a few years and it's gotten amazing, overwhelmingly.
Yeah, I knew it had good reviews. I just, like...
This is the over-the-top... Like, Levi just pulled it up on his computer.
Yeah, I need to fight stuff. Like, that's my thing, though.
Like, it looks like the original, like, Zelda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll figure out if you fight stuff, and then I'll get back to you.
Sure.
But, all right, Gio, why don't you take us home?
Hey, guys, tell us about the millennial terms. I think we went over all our socials, so I don't need to do it again.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we'll catch you guys.
You know what we didn't hit?
What?
Patreon.
Patreon.
I haven't seen anything from Patreon in a little while, listeners.
Yeah, hey, if you guys like the show, I mean, you know, we're just some dudes in a garage, so we would love to try to get some merch out. Or maybe upgrade the microphone or something. So if you guys want to help us out, get the show. This show grows because of you. So we appreciate you sharing and letting people know about it. If you want to help us out a little more, patreon.com/manroomradio.
It'd be great to get enough to get into the parade.
Yeah, that's the
ultimate goal. The goal this year is to get into the Escondido Parade. Yeah.
Should we just like...
live stream.
Fun drive, dude.
Whatever it is.
Patreon.com.
We'll podcast for 24 hours.
Holy crap. Don't make those promises.
I didn't. I said,
I'll do it.
I thought we were brainstorming.
I will podcast for 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Can of worms. I don't know if I can.
That's a lot of content that you're not going to prepare.
We could with enough time. Guests.
It'd also be a lot of guests. Downtime.
Mm-hmm. It'd be nonstop action.
Watch some movies.
Hey. Great idea. If you are so inclined to go to the Manor Radio Patreon, we have secret episodes that no one's heard before.
Oh, yeah.
Called the Private Stash.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just any private stash, our private stash.
From this episode is a doozy.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
That's some good stuff, guys. So check out the Patreon, and I think you have to be a level above the littlest worm.
Yeah, just whatever the next one is.
Yeah. So anyways, that's it.
Alright.
See you later.
Later, guys. Oh, shout out to Fanboy Tommy. He couldn't see me flip him off.
This should have been when we talked about video games.
Well, that's what's bringing the video game.
Okay, now I know.